Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back. It's just a regular Tuesday on the WIP afternoon show. I figured because we have Wednesday and Hurts Day, Tuesday will be just a regular Tuesday. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling pretty good, brother Spike. Listen, a lot happened last night. Not necessarily all bad. Listen, Canada can be in the World Series. That's why it's called the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Although Seattle choked away that game.
They did.
Unfortunate that Ken Griffey's rolling over in his grave after that one.
Still alive.
Still alive. He is. I know it.
Both of them?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if the dad was.
Okay. I meant Junior, though.
Junior,
yes.
Okay.
I guess that is a good question.
Yeah,
his
yeah,
dad
yeah.
could have been gone, yes. Well,
here we go. Yes, one thing in. Somebody we don't know if he's dead or not. Yep.
Please don't tell me dad's gone. No, I think he's still alive. Either way.
He's still alive.
All right, there we go. There we
all
go.
Right, that's all. That's all. That's all I want to know.
He's 75.
There you go. Listen, three NFC teams playing last night. I think the Eagles came out smelling pretty good after watching all three of those teams. Detroit's real. Detroit's real. Tampa, tough game. I still think that's a good football team. Mike Evans, that's my guy. Feel bad for him.
It's done for the season.
Yeah, I feel bad for him. Seattle, I don't know what the hell that was. Houston stinks. C.J. Stroud, I don't know what the hell happened to him. And you know what else? You know what else? BG is officially back. Come on, man. BG's back. Holla at your boy.
That's a good recap of last night, Ike.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I love that. Love that. Ike in 30. Yep.
It's more like Ike in 90.
A minute and a half. Yep. What do you got to say about your boy Baker?
What do you got to say about Baker?
He sucks.
It was not Baker's greatest game. You know, you can only stitch together it with, you know, duct
patches
tape.
And glue. Yeah.
As soon as Mike Evans went down, you knew it was bad, too. You could see the look on his face. Big show, as always, today. Elliot Shore Parks will join us at 3. We will help decipher who actually gets credit for the BG scoop. Find out what Elliot thinks.
Could have been Ike.
Yeah, could have been Ike. There could be a mystery person in there as well. Jordan Mailata joins us at 4. We have a former Philly closing out the ALCS last night. We have to talk about that as well. But we do start with BG, who we all love, an all-time Eagle, a Mount Rushmore type Eagle, even if he is not your own personal Mount Rushmore.
So I'm having him on there.
Yeah,
some people do.
And the hard to argue, except for Elliot, who keeps Reggie White off it for it. But in any case,
yes.
I love BG. I hope he can play. He seems to think he can. I do not begrudge him coming back if he still thinks he can play. Certainly, we need help on the edge. But there's something about this that feels like a warning sign to me from an Eagle standpoint. Not from a BG standpoint, but from an Eagle standpoint. We have a coach whose whole thing is about culture. Right? I like Nick Sirianni. I think he's a good coach. But he doesn't call plays. He's not the offensive coordinator. It's culture, 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 culture. Nick Sirianni's calling card is a good culture. We all hear about all the leadership we have on the team. Lane's been here forever. He's a leader. Jordan's a leader. Jalen's a leader. Zach Bond's a leader. Saquon's a leader. All this culture, all this leadership. And they have one rocky period and the locker room, and there's a little finger point and all that, and the locker room and the Eagles are so bereft of leadership that they have to go back and sign their 37-year-old Edge, who retired, who has torn his triceps twice in 1 year, to come back and all of a sudden add leadership to the team. It just, it doesn't feel to me like a team that does have leadership. If you're, because to me, this move is about BG the person as much as it is BG the player. And I don't think you can ever go wrong adding a good person and a good leader to the team. But I think you can go wrong if you're expecting too much out of that. And it doesn't seem to me like just the presence of Brandon Graham is all of a sudden going to make the Jalen AJ thing go away. It doesn't seem like all of a sudden their silly penalties that we've seen or that stuff going to go away. It seems like they are counting on this to do the sort of leadership and culture stuff that should already be part of the team and the organization prior to him being here. And that's my concern, is that it seems like a Hail Mary in that way. Like, oh, we're pointing fingers and guys aren't getting along and they're this sort of stuff. Ah, we'll just bring in BG. He fixed it last time. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't, that part of it feels a little concerning to me, a little fishy to me.
Yeah, listen, I hear you there, and I'm not gonna just push back on everything you say and tell you that you're totally off base. I will say this. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt of knowing what's going on behind those closed doors and what they may exactly need. I think he's being brought back in large part due to some leadership ability that he can add. But here's the thing. I know you brought up the AJ Jalen thing. I don't know how much BG can help on that side of the ball. You know, these locker rooms, they're still compartmentalized, right? It's offense, right. Defense, then you got your position groups, right? So the guys still hang in little cliques. I only say that to say I think he's being brought back for his leadership on the defensive side of the ball. You know, Zach Bond's there as the leader. And Zach Bond had a great year last year. I think a lot of people respect Zach Bond over there. But he had 1 year. And I don't know if he carries the same level of cachet from a leadership standpoint. Now, don't get me wrong. This is not me knocking Zach Bond.
Sure.
This is me actually saying maybe Zach Bond can use a little help in that department from a veteran. See, on offense, they got all the veteran leadership over there. You got AJ, you got Devontae, you got Jalen, you got Saquon, you got Lane, you got Jordan Mailata, you got Landon Dickerson. And they're everywhere on the offensive side of the ball. On the defensive side of the ball, they're a lot younger. They're a lot younger, and particularly in that position group where there's a lot of young players. And we know Jalen Carter has, at least on the field at times, still shown some immaturity in some areas. So maybe BG helps out in that area. Also, listen, I don't know what he can bring to the table physically. I don't know how productive he can be. I do know this. They can use his depth on the line.
Oh, sure.
When Za'Darius Smith retired, it left a void, right? Za'Darius Smith coming in, even as an 11 or 12-year vet, I think he was being counted on too much. And that shows you the lack of production that was coming from that position from some of the younger guys. So you get a BG out there, maybe he gives you 20 snaps a game. You know he's going to bring you high energy. You know he's going to bring you great effort. You know he is a force multiplier when it comes to being on in the locker room and being on the sideline and being someone that's uplifting everybody. Maybe that's what they feel they are missing that they can add. Not that he is the end-all, be-all, and all of a sudden the team is not going to lose another game and they're going to have the number one defense and all that type of stuff. But there's something you can sense when you're a team that you're lacking, especially if you've had it before.
Yeah.
And so they sit back and they say, man, we're missing something. Like something we can use a little bit of a jolt. And he's well-respected enough, I believe, that he can be a positive. Here's the only tricky thing. Here's the only tricky thing. And again, I'm not in the locker room, so I don't know this. But those players, they see this. I hope they view this as a positive.
And not a, you guys aren't doing your job.
Exactly.
Right. And that's the thing that feels weird about it, right?
And those guys as professionals and they're athletes, they have a competitive sort of mindset as well. They know if you're bringing back BG, that's saying that we're not getting the job done well enough over here. So that can go one of two ways. and can light a fire under those guys, or they could somehow take offense to it and then don't want to give out max effort. Either way, bringing him in there should push guys, because that's what he's going to try to do. He's going to come out there, he's going to talk his trash. He's the old head. Oh, y'all gonna let the old head in the building. This is what I'm like. And if that lights a fire under some of these younger guys in a positive way, I don't think it's a negative. I understand exactly what you're saying, and I can understand the skepticism. I really can. It does sort of scream of pressing the emergency button and
right, the this, leadership button.
Yeah.
We need the leadership.
Yeah.
And it almost seems like, in 215-592-9494, do you worry at all about the sign that signing BG sends? It's almost like if everything was going great and all they needed was a rotation edge guy.
Mm-hmm.
The same way we were talking about David Robertson. They're different. I understand they're different.
Yeah.
But we were talking about David Robertson yesterday. And so all of a sudden you're like, well, maybe we need a seventh inning right-hander. Well, let's get this guy. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. What do we have to lose?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Right.
If that was the case, it would be fine. Mm-hmm. But what it does seem like is that they're missing true production at edge. They're missing true leadership within the locker room. And that is, it's an awful lot to ask of a guy who has not been here all year. And the guy who we hope can produce, but yeah. We really have no idea, right?
And that's why I hope the Eagles aren't setting unrealistic expectations with Brandon coming back.
Yeah.
Right, like it's one thing for fans to be on the fence of whether they believe he's going to contribute a lot or he's not going to contribute anything. What the Eagles can't do is say this is our one ace in a hole card to pull, and this is going to fix everything.
Right,
he may add something to what you have there, but I would have to imagine that Howie is still calling people trying to find an edge rusher.
From an on-the-field
yes,
perspective, absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
From an on-the-field perspective. You're talking more from a leadership perspective.
I think it's everything. I would agree with you that largely they would be out of their minds to think, we have an edge problem, well, let's bring Brent back. All of a sudden, we don't have an edge problem.
I don't think that's what they're doing.
And again, none of this is negative about BG. I'm talking about the Eagles as they were prior to BG.
Yes.
It's everything. It's sort of like, well, maybe they're counting on him too much from a production standpoint, which maybe they're probably not. But from a leadership standpoint, I don't think you can just dial a leader. I don't think you can say,
well, he has to be planned to be a leader.
It's
hard to be a leader from the sideline. It just is.
Leadership doesn't seem to me like, well, my engine's a quart and a half low on oil. Let's get a quart and a half in oil. It doesn't seem like you could be, well, we're a quart and a half low on leadership. The leadership should grow within the team. And that is my concern, too, is that you bring in somebody where everybody in that locker room knows why he's coming back, you know? And again, he could be...
And he's been around, reportedly.
Right,
he's
right.
He's been around the building. Like, he and Jason Kelce, they still got the same damn lockers.
Yes.
Except Darius Smith had BG's locker for some reason.
Yeah, but Jason, maybe that's what they were hoping out of it. It just, it feels, if I'm one of the young guys, if I'm Nolan Smith, who I hope comes back, if I'm Jalix Hunt, who seems like a nice kid anyway, all these guys, I think to myself, isn't this a little like hall monitory? You don't think we're doing a good enough job, so you have to bring back the guy from last year.
Right.
And maybe it's not. Maybe he goes in there and everything's fine. But it, to me, from a culture standpoint, from a leadership standpoint, it seems like if they're missing that, that is very hard to just bring in to the locker room. It has to be in the locker room.
Sure, it does. And that's why I think he is an add-on to what I believe they have. I think it also helps them on that side of the ball, defensively I'm speaking, that N'Kobe Dean is back.
Sure.
You know, N'Kobe Dean, for a couple years there, was viewed as the middle linebacker, a leader on that side of the football. So, again, when you're injured, it's hard to be a leader. Now he's back. He's playing. Had a good game Sunday. We know the Philly Bulldogs. They love and respect him and appreciate him. I think this can be a good thing for the defense moving forward. I really do. At least I'm hoping that's what it could be. A good thing for this defense moving forward.
215-592-9494. Does the return of BG make you worry at all about the leadership void in the Eagles locker room? Always have a problem in the beginning. There we go. Corey in Columbus starts us off, I think. There we go. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, I'm not worried about the leadership. I'm worried about this play on the field, right? It's like, would you say, just say, Spike, oh, Jalix Hunt, Nolan Smith, like, oh, it's a little hard. But yeah, y'all not doing y'all's job. Nolan Smith, all that talking, I get it, you've been out. Jalix Hunt, we might have handed you the keys to the Ferrari too soon. You might still need to be driving the Accord. You know what I'm saying? Like, we might have gave you too much of the keys. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, BG, I love it. Everybody love BG, Eagle Hall of Famer, you know what I'm saying? All-time great. Like, you don't got to go down the resume. We know what BG is, right? But bringing BG into this locker room, like, what are we doing? Like, we want him to play. Like, last year, BG was what? The third, fourth best edge on the team. You know what I'm saying? Nolan Smith started. You had Sweat. So he's coming back a year older and coming back from an injury. It's like, I love the move, whatever you wanted to do. But it's like, I still need some help on this team, man. Howie, like, I hope this ain't supposed to be the end-all, be-all solving it. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad N'Kobe Dean back. N'Kobe Dean about to fold Paul Wall on Sunday. Paul Wall, all that head diving you was doing 2 weeks ago, we got something for you this week. You know what I'm saying? So I love
which one is Paul Wall?
Scottie
that fo-fo, you know. Hey, but I love the move. I love BG back, but I need more. Like Kobe Bryant say, more. I need. And then y'all put the – I don't want to change the top, but y'all put that other report out there that the other team looking for. Come on now.
Yeah, we will get to that. You're talking about the Cowboys and Max Crosby?
Yeah, I don't want to change the topic. I don't want to, you know, bury the lead with your – but it's like we gotta make some plays. Like, I mean, you know how Spike said, you know, with new things, some new information. We hyped this team up. You know what I'm saying? Spike Eskin said, hey, pump the brakes. You know, I don't know. Hey, I'm back with Spike. I don't know. These dudes ain't showing up like I thought they was going to be. You know what I'm saying? Howie, get on the phone. You know what I'm saying? BG is a nice
What do you mean you're back with Spike? Hold on. I gotta check your temperature. What
does
that mean?
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, what does that mean?
What I'm saying is in the offseason, Spike was saying like, oh, I don't know if these guys is that good.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I'm starting to feel that way too. Like, okay. It's like.
I just wondered if you was doubting the team or not. I didn't know.
No,
I didn't know. Listen, Spike's not always wrong. Now he's right about a lot of things. So I'm not upset with you on that. I just want to make sure you're still in the bus. You're on the bus with me. Okay.
Hold on. I talk about on the defensive side.
Okay.
Oh yeah, offense is fine.
Okay. I didn't know where we were going. Okay. I was just making it clear. Okay.
On the defensive side of the ball. You know, I just need Howie to start doing something. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Corey. Thank you for the call.
I appreciate that.
Well, there is, there was a rumor that the Cowboys were sniffing around on Max Crosby from the Raiders.
Yeah.
And there is, if you're an Eagles fan, and you look at the two. Now, I don't think these two are the same thing, but you look and you go, all right, we signed BG, great. Cowboys going after Max Crosby. And you're like, wait a minute, hold on. No offense to BG, but
why couldn't we get Max Crosby?
Hold on.
Man, if only the Cowboys had a 25-year-old pass rusher that was one of the best at his position, then they could have paid that guy.
It would be such a Cowboy thing for them to actually trade for Max Crosby and his new contract that they didn't want to give Michael Parsons.
And maybe give up more draft picks than they got for Michael Parsons. That was already
Did they get? Oh, yeah, they got two first-rounders.
They get two first? Was that what it was?
And the Kenny Clark?
Oh, yeah.
That would be fun if they just took those picks and handed them over. You think Max Crosby's a better player than Micah Parsons?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
All right.
Mainly because Micah's younger.
Yes.
But Max Crosby's a damn good player, though. I would take him, yes.
Max Crosby's what, 28? Micah 28, is 25.
Yeah, Max is only 28.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought he was older, too.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, Max Crosby is a beast.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I love his story. So, yeah, I'd love Max Crosby.
So, you know, we haven't talked about it yet. We'll talk about it next. There is another A.J. Brown Instagram post.
We're back.
Yeah.
At least it's not a tweet. I feel better about the IG posts for some reason.
We were going to ignore that.
No. We talk about everything on this show.
Come on. Do you think we're not getting paid by those folks over at NovaCare facility?
Cute little win on Sunday. But guess what? We're back to business.
AJ wasn't satisfied.
No.
Two touchdowns? Doesn't matter.
120 yards.
Yeah. Deep bombs.
Yeah.
Dominating his opponent, right? Isaiah Rodgers took him to school.
Yeah.
Not good enough.
Man.
215.
Unbelievable.
215-592-9494. Does the Eagles signing BG make you a little concerned about a leadership void in the locker room as well? Are you worried that this is maybe just their move at edge heading into the trade deadline, which would be...
That would be tough.
That would be a tough one. That would definitely be a tough one. Yeah, I mentioned David Robertson. The Phils also did get Duron.
Duron, yes.
Yeah.
Get your Duron.
Yeah, get your Duron. Coming up next, we will talk about AJ's latest Instagram post. And then coming up at 3, Elliot Shore Parks will join us, and we will whittle down who is supposed to get the credit for this BG scoop. There may be somebody that is deserving of credit that is not getting it that we have discovered. It's actually kind of crazy. That is coming up on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.